Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Looking forward to it.
Awesome. So today we're going to be diving into a really fascinating topic, how being watched affects how we work.
Yeah, it's really interesting stuff.
It really is. And to guide our exploration today, we're going to be looking at excerpts from this text called Under Surveillance, How Being Watched Shapes Productivity and Work Perceptions.
Catchy title.
Right. Oh. Definitely grabs your attention. So yeah, get ready to, like, I have some aha moments as we, you know, kind of uncover how this whole feeling of being observed, even subtly, can influence, like, everything from, you know, how much we actually get done to how we feel about our jobs overall.
It's amazing how much psychology plays into the workplace.
It really is. It's not just about, like, you know, the tasks and deadlines. There's so much more going on beneath the surface, right?
Absolutely. And one of the most well-known examples of this is the Hawthorne effect.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I think most people have heard of it, right? Like,
yeah.
The idea that people change their behavior just because they know they're being watched.
Right. It's a classic for a reason.
It is. But for those who maybe haven't heard of it or need a little refresher, can you give us, like, a quick rundown of what the Hawthorne effect is and, like, where it came from?
Sure. So the Hawthorne effect actually gets its name from a series of experiments that were conducted at the Hawthorne Works, a Western Electric factory in Cicero, Illinois.
Oh, wow. That's a mouthful.
It is, yeah. But anyway, these experiments, they took place back in the 1920s and 30s. And the researchers, they were initially interested in, like, how different environmental factors like lighting could affect worker productivity.
Makes sense. I mean, who doesn't work better in a well-lit space?
Right. But here's where it gets interesting. What they found was that productivity actually improved regardless of the lighting changes they made.
Wait, really?
Yeah. So they realized that it wasn't the lighting itself that was boosting productivity, but the fact that the workers knew they were being observed.
So just the awareness of being watched was enough to change their behavior. That's wild.
Exactly. And this finding, well, it kind of revolutionized the way we think about workplace psychology and the power of observation.
Okay, so that was back in the 20s and 30s, right?
Yeah.
But how does this Hawthorne effect play out in, like, today's world? I mean, we're not in those old factories anymore, right?
Right. And, you know, it's even more relevant now with all the technology we have.
Oh, for sure. I mean, think about all the cameras, the monitoring software, like, everything's being tracked.
Exactly. It's everywhere. And the text actually highlights this really interesting study that was published in the Journal of Applied Psychology a few years back. And it found that even really subtle cues of being observed can have a measurable impact.
Oh, wow. Like, what kind of subtle cues?
Well, for example, they found that just placing a mirror in a room led to increased self-awareness and, get this, more ethical decision-making among the participants.
Whoa. That's so interesting. So it's not even necessarily about, like, being physically watched by another person. It's more about the feeling of being observed.
Right. Exactly that. It's that feeling. And it's enough to trigger behavioral changes.
That's so powerful.
It is. And, you know, it makes you think about how we design workspaces and the signals we're sending to employees, even unintentionally.
Yeah, totally. So, okay, we've talked about the Hawthorne effect and this idea that being observed can change our behavior. But does that automatically translate to increased productivity? Or is it more complicated than that?
It's definitely more nuanced than that, yeah. I mean, increased accountability is definitely a factor. Like, if you know your every move is being tracked, you're less likely to, you know, slack off.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, you're less likely to, you know, spend an hour scrolling through social media if you know your boss can see your screen.
Right. Exactly. And this is especially true in, like, remote work settings where it's harder for managers to, you know, directly supervise their employees.
Yeah, that's a good point. So surveillance can kind of help bridge that gap, I guess.
Yeah, it can. But the text also dives into, like, the specific types of surveillance technologies that are being used in workplaces today. Things like employee monitoring software, keystroke logging, email scanning. And it talks about how the data collected from these technologies can be used to identify areas for improvement and provide targeted feedback to employees, which could potentially lead to increased efficiency.
Hmm. That's interesting. So in a way, surveillance can be used as a tool for, like, professional development, not just for, you know, monitoring people.
Exactly. That's a really important point. I mean, it can provide valuable insights into how employees are spending their time and where they might need additional support or training.
Right. Okay. So it sounds like there are some potential benefits to surveillance in the workplace, but I mean, it's pretty easy to imagine how this could backfire, right? Like, Who wants to feel like they're constantly under a microscope?
Oh, absolutely. And the text definitely addresses the potential downsides. It talks about how constant monitoring can lead to increased stress and anxiety among employees.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I'd feel super stressed if I knew someone was, like, watching my every move and analyzing my every keystroke.
Right. And it's not just about stress. The text also cites studies where employees who felt like their emails were constantly being monitored reported feeling micromanaged and distrusted, which ultimately led to decreased job satisfaction and even higher turnover rates.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, if you don't feel trusted, you're probably not going to be very happy or motivated at work.
Exactly. And this lack of trust can really erode the employer-employee relationship. It can also stifle creativity and innovation because people might be afraid to take risks or think outside the box if they feel like they're constantly being judged.
It's almost like a digital version of the panopticon, right? Like that idea where the constant potential for observation creates a sense of self-discipline and conformity.
That's a great analogy. And it really highlights the potential for surveillance to create a culture of fear and compliance, rather than one of trust and collaboration.
Exactly. And it's interesting because, like, even if an employer has good intentions, the way they implement surveillance can really affect how it's perceived by employees, right?
Absolutely. That's why the text really emphasizes the importance of employee perceptions and trust. It's not just about the technology itself, but about how it's used and how it makes people feel.
So what can employers do to, like, make sure they're using surveillance ethically and in a way that doesn't, you know, freak everyone out?
Yeah, that's the key question. And the text suggests that transparency and open communication are absolutely crucial.
Makes sense. Like, don't just bring it on people.
Right. Employers need to be upfront about what data they're collecting, why they're collecting it, and how it's going to be used.
So no more, like, secretly installing keystroke loggers.
Definitely not. And it's not just about being upfront. It's also about involving employees in the process, like having open discussions about surveillance policies, getting their feedback, and addressing their concerns.
Yeah, so it's about creating a dialogue, not just dictating rules.
Exactly. If employees understand the rationale behind the monitoring and feel like they have a voice in the process, they're more likely to perceive it as fair and less likely to experience those negative psychological effects.
Okay, so transparency and communication are key.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, the text also stresses the importance of having clear guidelines and policies around surveillance, like what's acceptable to monitor and what's off limits.
So, like, maybe no monitoring personal emails or social media accounts during breaks.
Right. It's about setting boundaries and respecting employees' privacy. And it's also about making sure that any data collected is used responsibly and ethically, and not for, like, you know, punishing or discriminating against employees.
Yeah, that's super important. I mean, no one wants to feel like Big Brother's watching their every move and using that information against them.
Exactly. So it's really about striking a balance, using surveillance in a way that enhances productivity and security without compromising employee well-being and trust.
Right. Finding that sweet spot. Okay, so this whole topic of surveillance,
It
definitely raises a lot of thought-provoking questions. Like, as technology keeps advancing, what does the future of work look like in this context?
It's an evolving landscape for sure, and it's tough to predict exactly what the future holds. But I think the key takeaway here is that the feeling of being watched can influence our behavior in both positive and negative ways.
So it's not a simple black and white issue.
Not at all. It's complex. And understanding the nuances of those impacts is crucial, both for employers who are, you know, implementing these surveillance measures and for employees who are navigating these new realities.
That's a great point. And I think that's something for everyone to kind of ponder as they go about their day, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, that wraps up our deep dive for today. But we definitely encourage you to keep exploring this topic and consider how it relates to your own work experiences.
And, you know, think about what you'd like the future of work to look like. How can we leverage technology in a way that benefits both employers and employees?
That's a great question to leave everyone with. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Till next time.
See ya.